May the peace of Christ's resurrection from the dead and the promise of Tim's resurrection from the dead be with you all. We open our funeral service by singing together hymn 837, Lift High the Cross.
Thank you.
We stand, joined together on page 278. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Tim was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united to him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him." We pray responsibly Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, there is a city of God, holy heaven. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, kingdoms totter. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Tim and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading chosen for this day is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue by singing hymn 727, "On Eagle's Wings." The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand, cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again. Yes, I heard it. Please be seated as we sing the hymn of the day, How Great Thou Art.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As well as everybody singing, Carlene, maybe we should have sang all 12 of the hymns that Tim wanted us to sing. Sometimes it's a struggle to find the hymns that everybody wants to sing. Tim had a list for us of things he wanted us here singing. Singing praises to our Lord, and man, what a joyous comfort it is to join together to sing these hymns, to hear these readings that confess the faith that Tim had through his life. Tim was a blessed man, received the gifts of God plentiful during his life, and through him he was a gift to a whole lot of people too. You can see that in his life. I don't know how many more people you can reach than teaching for 32-some years in a high school, having a huge impact on people, but Tim followed that up by working at Bronner's and Abley's. If you don't like people, you don't work there. Tim liked people, and he was a gift. In his life, you can almost get a whole course on the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's kind of fitting to this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, too. We can appreciate that Tim taught for years in high school, and he taught throughout his life, too, both in struggles and in good times. He was always that smile and that confession of faith. People knew what he believed. There are a lot of gifts of the Spirit we can talk about. The fruits of the Spirit, we know those: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of those gifts were gifts that were given to Tim in his baptism, when the Holy Spirit came into him and united him to that death and that resurrection of Christ. And those gifts, we saw evidence throughout his life. We saw those gifts get him through some difficult things too. And it wasn't just him getting through difficult things. He knew that the Holy Spirit was with him. If it was up to him alone, he wouldn't have been able to get through what he did. But he knew the gifts of the Spirit. He knew that the Spirit gave him that love, joy, peace, patience. Maybe not all the time. I'm sure you had times growing up you wish your dad might have been a little more patient. Possibly not, though. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us. He also gives varied gifts, the gifts that are evident in our life as we serve our neighbor. Romans chapter 12 talks about that. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophesy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Those are other gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us. Gifts we use in our vocations to serve our neighbor. That's how we love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength. How we serve him is by going out and taking care of our neighbors. Both those closest to us, kids, grandkids, physical neighbors, but also those we come into contact with. And Tim did that too. Through teaching, through gardening, through caring, all these different things. These are ways the Holy Spirit gave gifts to Tim, and then Tim used those gifts in service of God's creation. And those are all fine gifts. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, gifts of teaching, gifts of serving, gifts of generosity. But we know the three gifts that Tim cared the most about. His favorite saying, it's right there in the obituary. These gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to all of us through his word: faith, hope, and love. Right there on the side of the wall here in our church. Tim would see them when he came in here. Faith, hope, and love. Those other gifts matter. They're wonderful. Gifts of love, joy, peace, patience, gift of serving, of teaching. But what we confess and what Tim confessed is while the Spirit gave him gifts and while he used those gifts to serve God and to serve his neighbor, He would know that his salvation would not be because of those good works and those gifts. Even all the good he did in this life, that's not what saves him. And he would tell you the same thing. He doesn't deserve to be in heaven. None of us do. We all have sinned and fall short of that glory of God. But the Holy Spirit comes to us and gives us gifts. Three most important: faith, hope, and love. Holy Spirit came to Tim in his baptism and gave him faith. Faith that came from hearing that word of God. That's why he loved singing these hymns so much, because they're all there based on this word of God, that faith that he has, and he had to sing it out for joy. But he knew that that faith is not a vacant faith. It's a faith that justifies. That's what that passage in Romans that we picked for today's service talks about. We have been justified by faith. A faith that trusts that we have a Savior who came into this world, took on our flesh, bore our sin all the way to the cross, and was buried in the grave and came out of it. It's what we celebrate during this Easter season. It's what we as Christians celebrate year-round, too. And our faith that the Holy Spirit gives to us grasps that gift and holds on to it. We know we have been justified. That means made righteous, made perfect, made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what that reading says. We walk by faith, yes. We trust in Christ. And Tim did. That was a gift of the Holy Spirit. A gift that held him in that faith, even during a lot of struggles, difficult times in his life, difficult things to overcome, that faith held him secure. And that faith produces hope, another gift of the Spirit. And as we talked about yesterday, that's not a hope like, well, I hope one day to do something. This hope that God gives us through the Holy Spirit is a sure and certain hope of the things that are yet unseen, but we know we have. And that is the promise of life after death. That hope that does not put us to shame, as we said in our Romans text today. That hope that holds on to that faith and that promise of what Jesus has done. And Tim certainly had that, especially in those last days, knowing what is to come. Faith and hope, great gifts. But then there's love too. Why is love the greatest? Well, a few reasons. One is that love actually endures forever. Our faith and our hope, well, if you think about this, once we die, once we go to heaven, we walk not by faith anymore, but by sight. Tim has that. Now in heaven, he's not walking by faith, but he walks by sight. He sees his Savior. He is content. He is secure. He has that salvation. He doesn't hope for it anymore. It's his. And so hope disappears as well. Those things are a thing of this present time, this present age. But that love, Carlene, Kyle, Katrina, Jordan, Gavin, Dominic, that love is going to endure forever. That love that God gives to us. That's something we're going to get to celebrate when that time comes and we die and we go to be with Christ and with Tim. And that time when he comes again, when Christ comes again and the dead are raised and this body that we put into the grave will not be there any longer, that love lasts forever. That love goes into eternity. That's the joy we have. While we are sinners, we have a Savior who has died for us that we might live with him. Not just to die and go to heaven as some kind of spiritual thing, but to be human beings still. To be raised in our bodies, to live with him forever. Not just us and God, but me and God and Tim and you and all of us for eternity, sharing that perfect love. Because there will be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more death, no more suffering, no more struggles. All of that is gone. And that's why those three gifts of the Spirit mean more than the other ones. Those other ones are great. Tim had a lot of them. Through Tim, God shared so many things with us. But what Tim would care about is that you know about those other gifts too. Faith, hope, and love. Gifts that come from the Spirit. Gifts that come from hearing the word of our Savior, the word of our good shepherd who goes before us. And that's the last thing we shared with Tim too on Friday. As Good Shepherd Sunday on Sunday, one of my favorite Sundays of the church year, because it confesses that we have a shepherd. We have one who leads us, who goes before us, whose voice we listen to. And we know that we follow him where he goes. We follow Christ into the waters of baptism. We follow him to his table where he gives us his body and his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And we, as Christians, can even follow him into the grave. We have a God who knows what it's like to die, who has gone into death for us so that we can know that way is safe. Yes, we mourn, and we are sad, and we are going to grieve Tim's death. But we know that Christ went into the grave and he came out of it. We know this body will go into the grave today, but it will follow where his good shepherd led. It will follow him right out of that grave on that last day, with you, with me, with all believers in Christ. That's that peace that the Spirit gives us. It's a peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Now may that peace of God that does surpass all of our understanding, may it guard, may it keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, your Lord. Amen. This time we stand for the prayer of the church. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in that mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Tim and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, in the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Tim and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
forgive us our trespasses.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the closing hymn.